India's government demands an end to violence against Christians. A ministry team works with refugees in Uganda, and float trips bring people closer to God in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's Prime Minister is demanding the violence between Hindus and Christians stop in Orissa. Open Doors Carl Muller says the rhetoric he's hearing is disconcerting.
The Hindu nationalists say India should be Hindu, period. So any religious minority, including Muslims, including Christians, including other faiths, should not have a place.
The ministry's launching an official response this week.
Open Doors is going to be releasing an advocacy campaign that will be directed to the Indian government to step in and to help protect the rights of its own citizens there in Orissa who are Christian.
Pray for their partners who are on the ground in Orissa.
What it does to missions in general is it puts a great deal of concern and fear into individuals. Church planters within the Indian society are more cautious, but I can say from my conversations with other mission organizations that are directly involved in church planting there, the work goes forward.
Next, the death toll is climbing in Haiti as Tropical Storm Hanna poured more rain on that Caribbean nation. Mission Aviation Fellowship serves Haiti with aviation and other services. MAF's Will White, speaking from Haiti, says survey flights revealed the entire city of Gonaïves is underwater, which is affecting their work.
The Gonaïves airstrip is under about 8 feet of water. Our other airstrips around the country, we're getting reports that they are fine. They're just a little bit muddy. We've basically been shut down for our normal operations. Today is the first day they're actually letting us file flight plans and go to our other airstrip.
Waterborne diseases are the next concern. Pray for the victims, but White would also like you to remember the pilots.
We're flying non-Christian people like Red Cross personnel. We also fly in a lot of government officials, and to be able to, you know, slap a headset on them, and as we're flying out there, talk to them and witness to them about Christ, we might not get that opportunity in other ways.
Go to our website to help. Elsewhere, World Hope International is cleaning up after Hurricane Gustav while they make plans for the rest of the storm season. They're watching the U.S. coastline closely as more storms are forming in the Atlantic Ocean. Their damage assessment base in Louisiana is coordinating volunteer chainsaw and cleanup crews who will be a light in the dark to people trying to get their homes in livable condition again. The goal is to be started by September 7th. Apply online to help. Elsewhere, Uganda's government may force internally displaced people to return to their villages. Many thousands took refuge in the camps in light of a bitter civil war. Every Child Ministry's Lorella Rouster.
The government is encouraging them to leave because there's relative peace in the area, but there's not much to go back to, and some of them are leaving. There's progress in that direction, but the process is very slow.
Rouster is launching a vision trip for a team of American volunteers at Christmas. Why? Rouster explains.
I just felt so impressed that we're to bring people back at Christmas and let them share the love and the hope of the Christmas story of God sending his son to earth with these children, and at the same time actually see firsthand the conditions and participate in doing something to help alleviate them. I want them to have the experience of knowing that they can do something to help.
Applications are due October 15th. Go to our website for details. And a missionary couple in Russia is leading people closer to Christ by leading river rafting trips. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism team used the trips to teach survival skills and biblical principles. Most recently, they took a group of unsaved college students rafting so they could practice their English. This opens doors to share the gospel. Pray that through the new relationships, the students will build a lasting connection with the local church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.